Hello, my name is Braden. I'm in my 6 month in the program, and I'm 22 years old. I'm actually the youngest guy in the program right now, which is all right. But my story starts when I was a kid. You know, I had a really loving family. I grew up in a small town outside Camrose called Killam. It was awesome. I couldn't ask for anything better growing up. Loving family. You know, they supported me through everything I wanted to do. Really had support there, and it was awesome. But growing up, I felt a little like I didn't belong. You know, I felt that feeling like I didn't really fit in, and that really lasted with me throughout my years growing up. And when I was 12 years old, I found marijuana as a drug, and I found acceptance through that, using pot, and that's where I found friendships and the feeling of acceptance I've been looking for. That carried on for many years until I was about 15. I moved from Killam to Red Deer, my dad's work. And within that year of moving, I went from trying pot to trying cocaine, trying ecstasy, to trying my drug choice, which was heroin. And still, I found my acceptance through that, found friendships through that. I was looking for the wrong kind of friends, and that's where I found, where I felt like I belonged. And that really had a big effect in my life. You know, I was still somehow going to school, just barely. I was going to work, just barely, also from my drug habit. I was really involved in darkness for those years growing up. I found acceptance through darkness, and that's why I looked for friendships. So this continued on until I was about 18, and I found my drug of choice, which was from meth, to switch from heroin to meth to fentanyl. And through that, I dropped out of school, I became homeless, I was living on the streets, committing crimes daily, so my drug habit. And, you know, that continued on for many years, up until I was about 22, which I am now. I was in and out of jail, in and out of hospitals, overdosing more times than I can count. I have seen countless friends die beside me using drugs. I should be dead myself using drugs. It's God's grace now that I'm not dead. His plan is greater than I could imagine for keeping me alive. And, I found the Teen Challenge program through my mom. Last time I was in jail, she was talking to me about treatment centers. And I tried a bunch of different ones before, and it never worked. She told me about Teen Challenge. And I wasn't too sure, because it was a year-long program, and it was faith-based. And faith was nothing I had in my life before, nothing I wanted anything really part of. But I had really no other options in life. I was going to die doing what I was doing, so I thought I'd give it a shot. And it's been the best thing I've ever done in my life. I found God, and God's doing amazing things in my life. I seem to do amazing things in my brother's life, my brother's lives in the program, and it's something I can never ask to go back to, is the old life. You know, Teen Challenge is an amazing program. I'd probably be dead without it here. So I thank you guys for your support and your prayers. Thank you.
I'm going to call Brother Daniel up right away as well. So come on up, Daniel. And so Teen Challenge, our approach really is in terms of what we do there, it is focused on simple discipleship. I remember in my Bible college years, a few years ago, being drawn into the discipleship process, and always wondering what kind of things can you do to disciple men, and I was attracted first of all to the ministry of Teen Challenge because I could see that being exposed to God's Word and learning and studying and making life application in God's Word is such a key part of the rehabilitation for those that are addicted. It's addiction becomes a god, just like other things other than God can become people's god, whether that be money or possessions or whatever. And it gets your focus off of who the one is that can really supply what you need. And so if I was to put that in a nutshell, Teen Challenge is discipleship. And I'll let Brother Daniel speak for a while.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. Well, good morning, church. I just wanted to open up with a little bit of some of the word of the Lord in Zephaniah 3:17. For your Lord, your God, is living among you. He is a mighty Savior, and he will delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears, and he will rejoice over you with joyful songs. I just want to just be honest. Teen Challenge has truly changed my life, and it's all through God and what he's done, and just his unending love is absolutely amazing. So, like you've heard before, my name is Daniel. I'm 26 years old, and I have been Teen Challenge now. I'm in my ninth month. I was raised in a God-fearing home. My life was truly fantastic growing up. I could not ask for anything better. There were ups and downs, obviously, you know, with family life, right? But it was nothing but loving. We went on many vacations to my homeland of Portugal, and it was awesome. It was just good times, good memories with a lot of my families, and everything surrounded me, God's glory. It was just a beautiful time. I have an older brother and two cousins that are very close to me. We basically are brothers. We're all in the same family. This is where happiness and sadness really came into my life. I loved playing with them, and I loved, you know, being part of the group, but I always felt left out, and I felt always rejected and neglected from them. But most of the time, I was still pretty happy because my parents were just so loving to me. But when my cousins moved back to Portugal, I felt something inside then that I can only describe now as a broken heart. And I was very close to them, actually more closer to them than my actual own brother. And he's a great brother now, but when he was young, and when I was young, he bullied me a lot. And I was also bullied in school a lot, so it was a very, very bad combination. Even though I was bullied, I really much liked elementary school and junior high school. I had lots of friends, I had good grades, and it was good times at home. Everything seemed to be okay, but through the constant bullying, I kind of stayed away from other people that were bullying me, and I went to a crowd that weren't bullying and decided to, hey, well, let's try some drugs, right? So smoking and some weed. So I tried that all in around grade 7, and then as time progressed, by grade 9, I've already tried other drugs as well, acid, MDMA, mushrooms, and cocaine. But it didn't really affect my life because I just tried it and I kind of stayed away from it. But after I got into high school, I met even more friends, and because I went to a different high school where I knew nobody, and that's where things really started to go downhill. When I was in grade 10, I started using weed daily, and then on rare occasions, cocaine as well. During this time, I was in a program at school to become an electrician, but I was already just so lost in my life. I didn't really know what I really wanted. I saw my brother doing really good and excelling in that program, so I thought to myself, maybe I can do that. But I was just already so lost. You know, I did go into that program, and I met people there that were into the same things that I was doing, so it was just a really bad combination, and I was really struggling inside my own head. But also, the reason why I had a lot of struggles is in my extended family life. When I was sometime in the junior high years, I was sexually assaulted by one of a close family member of mine. And I did not understand what she was doing to me at that time, because I was very, you know, I was always by the book with the Bible and try to stay pure and honest. But these things happened. So, and it happened on quite a few occasions. So it made me want to delve into this world. So by the time I was already in high school, I was really sexually active. And that's all I really wanted to do, was just party, have fun, be with all my friends. And the more I let sin into my life, the more and more it was affecting my nights. And I would experience a lot of nightmares that I could not even sleep, sober or not sober, for quite a few years. But after high school, my life was just about working, having fun, bartending, serving, partying, and occasionally going to church. A couple of years later, though, I kind of smartened up, and I put that life behind me, and I went to do some upgrading for high school courses, and I got accepted for a Bachelor of Kinesiology at the U of A, and I was extremely driven at that time, but unfortunately, I met a girl that fit my perfect profile, of party, and we started a relationship for the next 4 years, which was extremely destructive. And because of that relationship, I seemed to relapse with cocaine at least twice a year. And I thought that the relationship was going to make me happy, but it actually turned out to be the opposite and spiraled me deeper into my addiction. At a very young age, I've always felt the presence of God in my life, and I knew that the Holy Spirit was always with me. And I have many examples of this, but way too many to go into at this time. I've always gone to church my entire life, and I've known the truth about Jesus Christ. But when I was very young, I only really truly accepted him as my Savior, but not my Lord. But the more I relapsed, the more I felt, I heard God telling me, "Are you done yet? Are you ready to come back and live for me yet?" And I always said yes, but then shame, guilt, and regret always came into my life, just hearing that little whisper of the enemy, and I unfortunately listened to it. But on my 26th birthday, I told myself if I was ever going to do that again, I would go into Teen Challenge, and a few months later, I did. So I started the process, because my pastor told me about Teen Challenge around 3 years ago, and I was just so full of pride, and my ego had a hold of me. I did not want to go into a treatment center saying, "Oh, I can do it all by myself. You know, I got this. It's not that bad. Everyone does it. It's okay." You know, I only did it for a few weeks out of the year, right? So I didn't think it was that big of a problem. But I truly see that it was a problem. And my life before was very suicidal, and I was very depressed before. And my motto in life was, "What's the point?" I didn't understand what the purpose of life was. And this made me even go more into my addiction. But now, through the power of Christ and through the love of Christ, I truly see what the point of life is to be a disciple for Jesus Christ and just to shed the light for wherever you go in this life. I just want to say thank you so much for listening to me today. You know, if it wasn't for your prayers, if it wasn't for Teen Challenge, and most importantly, if it wasn't for God, I would not be standing here today. So I just want to say thank you so much. And I would love to leave you with some of my favorite scriptures, something that helped me a lot throughout the program, which was Joshua 1:9. "Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? So do not be terrified, for the Lord your God is always with you." And James 4:7, "Therefore, humble yourself before the Lord, resist the devil, and he shall surely flee." Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Daniel and Braden and Morgan. It's been great to be on the road with you guys today, and appreciate your stories about where you are coming from and where you have arrived already, and where you're continuing to go as your faith and relationship with Christ continues to develop. So blessings to you guys. We have some exciting news as a ministry. We've been a 12-bed center for a number of years, actually since the program began in Pritis in about 1986. We've been operating as a 12-bed center. I'm sure most of you have been listening to the news and reading the paper and hearing more and more about the difficulties that Alberta is getting itself into in terms of the drug problem that's increasing on an exponential rate just about in every town and city in the province. And so we know that 12 beds is not going to be enough to meet the demand that's going to be out there. And so we are expanding our operation to be a 24-bed center. And we really hope to be starting with that project this year. And we are still pending some funding before we can start. We started talking about our capital campaign in a little more urgent matter in the last couple months. So 2 months ago, I said that we had $2 million to raise before our national board of directors would give us permission to start building. And we're down to $400,000 now that we need to raise. So the Lord has really blessed us, but we still aren't quite there yet. And so I do just let you know that in case you know someone that may have some means to be able to contribute to our building project, that we could get it underway, that we could meet the needs of another 12 men in short order, we are just trusting the Lord for the result of this. If we don't get the final funding, we will continue to do some site prep and organize things in order for us to hopefully get a really good start next spring. So I just put that out to you as a point for you to be first of all praying about, and if you would have someone that you could refer us to or introduce us to, man, I'd sure love to talk to you about that as well. But today is really about just sharing about the ministry of Teen Challenge in order for you to be able to present the ministry to those that may be struggling in an addiction. And so we hope, and our prayer is, before we do every outreach, we always pray that people would be encouraged, that they would understand that the faith, that putting faith in Christ really is life transforming. And we know you know that, because I was reading your three rings there, and we know that we can bear witness to the transformation that is available to us through a relationship with Christ. Once again, thank you so much for allowing us to come. It's been a pleasure to be here. God bless you as you continue to be salt and light to your community here in Coaldale. So I'll turn it over back to you, Pastor Gary. Thanks so much.